As we approach the end of the year, many of us are reflecting on what has worked and what has not. Here's a question to consider. Are you making the most of the tools available to you to grow personally and professionally? We live in a remarkable era where technology has the potential to simplify our lives, expand our businesses, and even free up more time to focus on what matters most. But are you using technology to its fullest potential? Or are you letting it overwhelm you instead? Welcome to today's episode, where we'll explore how to leverage technology to fuel our personal and professional growth. As entrepreneurs, we are privileged to exist in a time where advancements in technology are creating opportunities that were unthinkable just a few decades ago. Yet many of us barely scratch the surface of what's possible. The truth is, technology isn't just for scaling your business. It's also a tool for personal development, productivity, and creating a more harmonious life. One of the observations I have made in the course of working with entrepreneurs is a great sense of overwhelm comes over an entrepreneur because of the demands of running their business. I mean, just think about it. There's so many things calling for your time as an entrepreneur, and you find that your days are packed back to back, endless emails, client meetings, and there's hardly any time for you to focus on more strategic tasks. This, in many cases, may be a result of running operations manually. It could be because of doing things the way you always have done them, and possibly not having developed yourself personally and professionally, especially around the tools that are available to you. Today, we have simple tools for project management, for scheduling, for automating different business operations. Implementation of some of these tools will free up hours each day, each week, and reduce the mental clutter you might find yourself in. And this then leads to less stress and more time to focus. And as an entrepreneur, then you find you're actually able to carve out more time for personal growth, space to reimagine business strategy. And so I just want to encourage you to look to using technology more intentionally so that it actually would move you closer to the life and business that you're envisioning for yourself. And so there are three things I want to bring up that could help you in this way. Think about it this way. If you could begin to automate routine tasks, you see, one of the biggest drains on time and energy is repetitive work, which can easily be automated. This looks like scheduling meetings, tracking finances. There are countless tools for things like this. The tools can streamline your workflow and free up valuable mental space. In my business, I work with the Zoho ecosystem. And so from my mail emails to the financial bits, to running surveys, all sorts of things. There's a whole ecosystem of products there. They're not sponsoring this, by the way, maybe they should. But automating routine tasks will be a game changer for you. The other thing is expand your knowledge and your skills. Given that technology gives us access to so much learning resources, there's online courses, there's podcasts, there's webinars that make it possible for us to learn and grow wherever we are around the world. There's access to affordable and often free opportunities. For example, there's LinkedIn Learning. On YouTube, there's a whole host of things you could learn to grow yourself personally and professionally. And so, yeah, expanding your knowledge and skills by accessing the technology that's available will be a game changer here as well. The other thing is improve collaboration and communication using technology. So whether you're working with a team or you're managing client relationships, technology can make collaboration so much smoother and more efficient. I enjoy working on with tools like Slack, Zoom, and Notion that allow me to stay connected, to share ideas, and work together with others seamlessly, even across time zones. And so as we step into the new year, think about how you can leverage technology to create more ease, more efficiency, and grow in your life or business. Are there areas where you're still doing things the hard way? You don't need to. Is there a skill you've been meaning to develop but haven't prioritized? Go for it. Take a moment and reflect and consider how the tools at your fingertips can help you be more efficient and effective and move the needle forward for the life and business that you actually want. So thank you for joining me today. Let us know what you're planning to embrace in terms of technology for the year ahead. And we're wishing you the very best as you do so.